Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. It always amuses me when the regular media covers a so-called breaking story that I shared with our readers and listeners weeks, months, and even years ago. But 3 days ago, the New York Times printed a major expose that we first covered in 1987. That's right, 39 years ago. The story's headline is U.S. Mint Buys Drug Cartel Gold and Sells It as American. Early in the article, it erroneously states the U.S. Mint is legally required to sell only domestically mined gold. But a New York Times investigation has found that the mint buys gold that comes from foreign pawn shops and drug cartels, then claims it is American. Perhaps a journalist who claimed to have worked 2 years on this investigation should have read the text of the law that established the American Gold Eagle coin series. It is Public Law 99-185. Under subsection 3 on the second page of the law, it reads, quote, "The Secretary shall acquire gold for the coins issued under section 5112I of this title by purchase of gold mined from natural deposits in the United States or in a territory or possession of the United States within 1 year after the months in which the ore from which it is derived was mined. In the absence of available supplies of such gold at the average world price, the Secretary may use gold from reserves held by the United States to mint the coins issued under Section 5112I of this title." Unquote. Production of American Gold Eagle coins began in the second half of 1986. Demand was so strong that about 2.4 million ounces were struck among all sizes that year. When you understand that U.S. gold mines that year produced about 3.5 million ounces, most of which was already committed to jewelry and other manufacturers, there simply wasn't enough American mined gold available to strike all of these coins. So, where did the U.S. Mint obtain sufficient gold supplies to strike enough coins to meet demand 40 years ago? Come back Friday for the eye-opening details we told our customers almost 40 years ago here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.